USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical depression Claudette is moving into the Carolinas after dropping heavy rains in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. It also left 12 people dead in its wake. 10 people, including 9 children, died Saturday in a multiple vehicle crash south of Montgomery, Alabama. Police say 8 children were killed in a van from a youth ranch for abused or neglected kids. The vehicles likely hydroplaned on wet roads, triggering a chain reaction crash. Claudette is forecast to re-strengthen into a tropical storm before it moves over the North Carolina coast and back out to sea. The United States has sent 2.5 million doses of COVID vaccine to Taiwan. The shipment of the Moderna vaccine tripled the U.S.'s previous commitment to Taiwan as the island deals with a surge in new cases. And John Rahm wrapped up his final round of the U.S. Open with 2 straight birdies to clinch his first major title. Rahm finished at 6 under par. Louis Oosthuizen finished 2nd at 5 under. Harris English was 3rd at 3 under. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A bipartisan group of senators are urging President Biden to support their nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill announced last week. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying Sunday that a $1 trillion infrastructure deal was there for the taking for the White House. Senator Rob Portman says the group is committed to their proposal, despite it facing opposition from both sides of the aisle. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that he believes the group can grow support for the bill from the middle out.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue. You know, can you do this? Can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal. And, Chuck, this is growing the vote from the middle out. So yes. I think, unfortunately, that's where we are right now in Congress, is that it's more likely we'll have success in doing that. You recall at the end of last year, we did the same thing with regard to a COVID-19 package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following recent mass shootings, Colorado is cracking down on guns. Jeremy Scott reports.
3 gun control bills were signed into law by Colorado Governor Jared Polis over the weekend, including one that allows cities and municipalities in the state to set their own gun regulations, as long as they are no more lenient than Colorado state law. A second bill requires the state to carry out public awareness campaigns to, quote, educate the general public about firearms. And the governor also signed a 3rd measure that prohibits gun dealers from transferring firearms to another individual who has not undergone a successful background check or has been convicted of several specified misdemeanor offenses.
Help your communities depend on the safe use of firearms and reducing the threat and impact of gun violence on all of us.
The flurry of legislative action in Colorado comes after 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Boulder in March, and a week later another mass shooting left 6 people dead in Colorado Springs. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Qatar will require visitors for the 2020 World Cup to be fully vaccinated against COVID. The country's prime minister saying Sunday that the government is working on procuring 1 million doses of vaccine to immunize visitors, adding that most countries should have their citizens vaccinated by the beginning of the tournament, but they want to be ready in case some can't. The tournament begins in November 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.